Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for our weekly visit with Chris Powell, who writes for the Journal Inquirer. You can read his stuff at journalinquirer.com. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ray.
Well, where do you want to start? Your most recent piece is, of course, about the conventions. Some surprises, I think, at the Republican convention. Yes, maybe. And certainly some at the Democratic convention. And basically, your headline here is zillionaires. See, is this because there's an appetite for outsiders, perhaps?
Well, certainly among outsiders, that want to run for high office without ever having been vetted in public office, without ever having demonstrated any experience in public life. But the point I was trying to make yesterday was that there are such people, not just in the Republican Party, with the usual rich guys trying to buy their nominations.
Right.
But we saw it at the recent Democratic conventions. We've got a congressional candidate and a lieutenant governor candidate who, you know, nobody had ever heard of politically until the last few days, whose claim on the nominations is simply that they've got the right ethnic or racial background and that their rivals are white, and we've got too many white candidates in the party and not enough minority candidates. Diversity is claimed as really the sole qualification for these candidacies.
But bear in mind, diversity is only skin deep in many cases.
Oh, yeah. Nobody suggests that there's any diversity of opinion. It's simply diversity of race or ethnicity. And I think in these circumstances, diversity is simply a claim on political patronage.
Yeah, the one surprise I thought, and I think this is as a result, it was last week, was it? I guess the week before. Where, you know, people were criticizing the NAACP and others were criticizing the Democrats for not having a sufficiently diverse, you know, nominating slate. And so all of a sudden here comes Eva Bermuda Zimmerman, who I think ran once for the House of Representatives here in the state, but that's about it. She's a community organizer, so there is that.
Yeah, she's an organizer for a government employee union. And you have to wonder if the party really needs to be more associated with that special interest than it already is. She gave an interview to Tom Dutchick's CT Capital report on Channel 8, in which she said that her big idea for state finances was to start taxing big box stores, as if big box stores aren't already paying taxes on the same basis as the other retailers. Demonstrating, you know, an expansive grasp of state issues.
Well, and how much money? I mean, I didn't get to see Tom's show. By the way, Todd Feinberg talked to her yesterday afternoon, in the afternoon. But did she? I mean, other than taxing box stores, how much money would that make, and at what rate?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that anybody's got any figure on it. I don't think anybody'd ever heard of the idea before. But, you know, that's specifics are not the point here, Ray. I think this is just a claim on patronage. I think some of her support reflected the unhappiness with Susan Bisewitz personally. Diversity is, in Connecticut circumstances, racial and ethnic diversity are just not relevant to our problems right now. The state is insolvent, and racial and ethnic diversity are not going to pay the bills.
Hey, let's go to the other side of things, and that's the Republicans. And I thought a surprise was Joe Markley, very nice guy, very conservative, leans libertarian, certainly. And there's some thought, somebody in the Connecticut Post, I think, over the weekend, was saying that he's probably if you're a Republican, you need to vote for maybe Aaron Stewart, because, you know, that would be a broader tick. And I don't mean that as a pun. That would be a, you know, he's too conservative for the state. He being, you know, Joe Markley.
Yeah, you know, that's one way of looking at it. Writer who wrote that essay in the Hearst papers was Jackie Smith. You know, she's arguing that Markley's too conservative and the Republicans should nominate Aaron Stewart for governor. I have one problem, or for lieutenant governor. I have one problem with that is that whenever you ask Aaron Stewart a question about state issues, she says she has to study it because she doesn't have any clue about state issues. Markley.
Well, Markley does have answers. Yeah, you may not like him. But
Markley is renowned as a conservative, but he's got some expertise on the issues, and he's not afraid to talk about it. Stewart, by contrast, just seems giddy and uninformed. Now, if you want to put you know, somebody on the ticket just because you want gender balance, how far is that going to take you when you get into the campaign and you get into debates and the candidate shows that she doesn't know anything?
I think when they get to the now moving ahead to August just for a minute, I think when you get into the Democratic primary, obviously Ned Lamont's got it. But, you know, they're, I think they're, what, one or two people left on, if they are, I don't know. Cause, well, yeah, Ganim's out there if he can get enough signatures.
Yeah, Ganim complained yesterday in a press release that the Democratic ticket lacks diversity, too, and I was wondering, candidate who's been convicted of corruption
in federal prison. And by the way, the other thing that you had, and this is interesting, why do the Indians need to run gambling? Oh, my, that's heresy, my friend.
Well, the Indian tribes, which have been reconstituted for casino purposes, have been paying a single rate, 25% of their slot machine revenues is a royalty for their exclusivity in casino gambling in Connecticut. That that rate, that exclusivity, has never been put up to bid. It's never been auctioned, and we are not in a position to know whether it's the best deal the state of Connecticut can get. Now the Indian tribes are saying that their agreement with the state gives them the exclusive right to run sports betting in the state, and that's a questionable claim.
Right.
I mean, here they are imposing again on the sovereignty of state government. It just seems to me this is the time, now that gambling is being expanded not just with sports betting, but, you know, possibly with more casinos, this is the time to put the privileges of the Indian tribes to bid.
All right. The payback has been made. Okay, listen, big guy, thank you much for being on. JournalEnquirer.com, that's with an I. Hey, Chris Powell, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Ray.
Have a great week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.